trance time, slave. Yes, that's right. Time to let go of your mind again. Time to sink down, deep and obedient. Trance time, slave. Feel your mind going away. Feel it. It's time to stop thinking. It's time to sit into a deep, obedient trance. It's time for your mind to go away, for your mind to become the possession of another. It's time for your mind to obey me. It is trance time, slave. Feel how good it is, how very, very wonderful it feels to slip into a nice, deep trance, to hear my voice, to hear my voice and obey it, to hear my voice and submit to it, to surrender to my voice and my will, to surrender yourself, body and mind, into the control of another, because that is exactly what is happening. That is exactly what has happened. Your mind is becoming more and more my possession. It does not belong to you, and neither does your body. Your body and mind serve me. They are in my service. They exist to please and serve me in their entirety. You need to please and serve me. It is more important than anything else. It is what you live for. It is what you do. It is what you are. You are a slave. You hear your master's voice and you obey. Instantly and without thought. Yes, that's right. Instantly and without thought. There is something you need to learn. There is something you will learn now. You will learn it because I desire it. It does not matter what you wish. It does not matter what you desire. You will obey. Instantly. As soon as I command it. That's right. As soon as I command this, you will obey. Even now, even deep in trance, you are going to obey this command. And when you wake up, if you ever hear me say these words, see me type these words, you will find yourself obeying without thought. It just simply happens. That's right. It just simply happens. Now, the word that is going to have a whole new meaning for you is inspection. Yes, that's right, inspection. When you hear me say it, there is a place for your body. It is a place you will enter and remain in until I tell you otherwise. When you are in inspection, you should be naked. That will be the very first thing you should do. Strip off every single piece of clothing you are wearing immediately. Set it in a neat pile nearby, but strip it off. Everything, every single article of clothing, until you are completely naked and helpless before your master. Then, once you are naked, you need to stand. You need to stand with your legs apart. They don't have to be wide apart, but they have to be wide enough that if I were to reach between your legs, I could reach any portion of your anatomy from the front or the back. If your legs are closed, I can't touch everything. And a slave, needs to know that its owner can touch it anywhere, whenever he wants. So when you're in inspection, spread your legs so that I can reach down between them and touch you, and touch any part of you. If you have a pussy, I should be able to touch that, and then reach back between your legs, all the way back, and be able to touch your ass. If you're a man, then I should be able to touch your cock, your balls, your ass, all of them from the front or the back. That is the first thing. That's right. Legs apart. Wide enough that I can touch anything. Your body, standing, straight up. Your legs apart. Your chest, pressed forward enough that I can see it. That I know that you are ready to be inspected from head to toe. That your body is ready for my service. Of course, you should be completely shaved, as always, as a slave should be. Your hands go behind your back, your elbows slightly out, looking forward, but your eyes down. You are a slave. Your position is lower than mine. You exist to serve. You do not look your owner in the eye unless your owner tells you to. That is the position you should be in, so that your owner can walk around you, touching any part of your body, reaching any part of your body. In fact, inspection must be held until you are permitted to move, until you are granted permission to do so. That is exactly where you should be when you hear the word inspection spoken by your owner, your master. That's right. That is where you should go. The word does not need to mean anything if anyone else says it. But if I say it, if your master says it, that is where you should be. Legs spread, body naked, eyes down, hands behind your back. Your body ready to be touched. Your body ready to be used. Your body needing all of these things. Imagine it. You are being inspected. Inspected by your master. He runs his hand across your chest, sending shivers through your body. But those don't matter. All that matters is offering your body to him, being pleasing to your master, your owner. Your eyes remain down, awaiting any command he may give you. He touches your hair. If he turns your head, you allow him. After all, you're his. But you do not move. You wait. If he runs his hand down between your legs and touches you there, you may find it very enjoyable. If he chooses to bring you to orgasm like this, you will still remain here. You are here to be inspected. You will remain in this position, unmoving until granted permission to do so. That is your place. Feel it. Feel it, slave. This is something you wish to do for your owner, for your master, to please him. You need to please him. You need to show him that you are worthy of his use, of his touch, of his in any way he might desire. And that means that you need to be ready to be inspected by him. Inspected from head to toe, each and every inch of your body. You belong to him, and he wishes to inspect you, and that is what this is about. And this phrase needs to become a part of you, a part of your body, a part of your mind, a part of you from now on, such that the word just simply elicits an instant response the moment your master says it. Inspection. Slave, you know what position you need to be in. And now it is time for the slave to wake back up. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake, and very ready to serve your master.